Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring a powerful and often sought-after state of being, living with no regrets. Let's get into it. The idea of living with no regrets is very compelling. It suggests a life fully, authentically, and without the weight of what ifs. While it's impossible to completely avoid every tiny regret, we can cultivate a mindset and make choices that minimize the likelihood of future regrets. So this episode is about exploring what it truly means to live with no regrets, understanding the sources of regret, and developing practical strategies to live a life we're very proud of. This is about being real and raw about the imperfections of life and embracing the journey of self-discovery. So let's unpack this. We'll explore the common sources of regret, discuss the importance of taking responsibility for our choices, and get into practical strategies for making decisions that align with our values and lead to a more fulfilling life. We'll be raw and honest about the challenges of making difficult choices, but also celebrate the immense peace and satisfaction that comes with living boldly and authentically. Life itself is a journey filled with choices, opportunities, and moments that shape who we are. Along the way, it's natural to make mistakes. That's common. Face challenges and encounter decisions that leave us wondering, what if? But what if you could live a life free from regret? A life where every step forward, no matter how uncertain, felt meaningful and aligned with your true self. Imagine that. Living with no regrets isn't about avoiding mistakes or making perfect decisions. It's about embracing life fully, learning from every experience, and choosing to move forward with intention and purpose. It's about cultivating a mindset that values growth over perfection, courage over fear, and presence over missed opportunity. So today we're just going to take a moment to Let's reflect on our choices. Embrace the journey so that you can create a future that honors your dreams and values. So whether you're at a crossroads, seeking closure on the past, or simply striving to live with more intention, this is your guide and this is your invitation to live with no regrets. It doesn't mean that life will be without challenges. It means choosing to see every challenge as an opportunity to grow. And it's about living boldly, loving deeply, and being true to yourself in every moment. So as you embark on this journey, understand that life is precious and every day is an opportunity to live fully with intent. The goal isn't to erase your past, but to embrace it, learn from it, and let it guide you towards a life of greater joy, fulfillment, and peace. So think about it and reflect on whatever it is that's holding you back. This is your time to let go of what holds you back. Step into your power and live a life you'll look back on with pride and gratitude. No regrets, only growth. Welcome to the beginning of a life well lived. Let's unpack this. What are the steps and what are the necessary tools to get there? So we are going to unpack that. So here are some key strategies for minimizing regrets and living with a more fulfilling life. The first thing you want to do is identify your core values. What truly matters to you? What principle guide your decisions? This is so imperative for living in alignment with your values, and that helps to minimize your level of regret. Because trust me, believe it or not,
you will regret any decision that you make that's not aligned with your core values and who you are. So identify what you stand for, what your principles are, what are your deal breakers, and make decisions accordingly. And the second strategy, take responsibility for your choices. Own your decisions, both good and bad. They are your decisions. This empowers you to learn from your mistakes and make better choices in the future. So accountability is key. Always take responsibility. Don't push the blame. Don't put everything on others. Take full responsibility for your life and your choices because they are your decisions. And when you want to take risk, another strategy, take calculated risks. Don't let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Weigh the potential risk and rewards and make an informed decision. So you always want to be balanced out. You always want to have that scale. What am I gaining? What are the risks? And is this worth pursuing? So make sure your decisions are calculated, that you're using discernment, and that you're able to make a decision for your overall good. Another strategy is express your feelings. Don't hold back from expressing your love, gratitude, and other emotions to the people in your life. Life is so short and so precious. So take that time to let people in your life know that you appreciate them, that you love them, and acknowledge all that they do, because life has a way of surprising us. And just make sure that you don't have any regrets and that you express yourself accordingly. So invest in meaningful relationships. That's another strategy. Nurture your connections with your family and friends. I'm big on that. So these relationships are valuable sources of support and joy. So invest in them. Those are great investments. Make sure they're worth the investment. Your friends, your circle. Okay, that's another podcast, vetting the people in your life. So another strategy is living authentically. Be true to yourself and don't try to be someone you're not. Like, with society and everything that's pushed in our faces, it's so easy to get lost in the sauce. So be authentic. Be true to who you are. There's only one you on this planet Earth. So please embrace your uniqueness and live authentically and be true to yourself. No regrets there. Another strategy is practice self-compassion. I'm big on this one too. So be kind to yourself, especially when you make a mistake. It's so easy to be critical on ourselves and critique ourselves. Everyone makes mistakes. So understand that, embrace that. You're human, so practice self-compassion. That's another great strategy. Another strategy is focus on the present moment. This is so critical because dwelling on the past or worrying about the future can lead to regret. So focus on living fully in the present. Don't go back in the past. There's nothing in the past for you. Be present in the moment, because there's nothing you can do about the past tense. Another strategy is don't compare yourself to others. Stay in your lane. Comparing yourself to others can lead to feelings of inadequacy and regret. So focus on your own journey and celebrate your own achievement. So living with no regrets, remember, it's not about living a perfect life. It's about living a life that is true to you, making conscious choices, and learning from your experiences, and simply just embracing the journey with all of its imperfections. Take it all in. So let's take a moment to reflect. What's one action that you can take today to live a more fulfilling life that's aligned with your values and minimize potential future regrets? What does that look like for you?
So let's unpack that. I mean, I have a few. Is this Sharon Dale? But no, seriously. Living with no regrets is not about living a flawless life, but a fearless one. It's about embracing your choices and learning from your mistakes and moving forward with courage and authenticity. And when it comes to regrets, remember that regrets often stems from moments we didn't seize, the words we didn't say, or the risk we didn't take. But as you discovered just on this podcast today, that regrets doesn't have to define your story. By choosing to live intentionally, value growth over perfection, and honor your truest self, you can transform regrets into wisdom and setbacks into stepping stones and opportunities. So remember that you want to be fully present in the moment. The most powerful way to avoid regrets is to fully engage with the moment you're in. Life is happening right now. We're in the now. So don't let it pass by unnoticed. And act with courage. Take leaps of faith. Say what you feel and pursue your dreams, everything that you're passionate about. Take bold action and often leads you in the most rewarding, fulfilling outcomes. So just have courage. Act in courage. Forgive yourself and forgive others. Forgiveness is such a big one. Let go of the past and embrace the power of forgiveness. Holding on to guilt or resentment only keeps you stuck. So forgive yourself if you're upset about a mistake that you made, or forgive others. And just because you forgive, it doesn't necessarily mean that that person that you forgave deserves a spot back in your life, back into your personal circle. Forgiveness is for you. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Forgiveness is for you. So by forgiving others that have done you wrong, you're not saying that you want to give them that space to do it again, but you have to let it go so that you can heal and move forward and don't give them that energy, power, control. So forgive and move forward. That's a part of living with no regrets. Forgive yourself and others, and choose gratitude. Focus on the blessings and opportunities in your life, and let gratitude guide your perspective. Live boldly, live authentically, stay true to your values and principles and all of your passions. I'm here to tell you, when you honor your true, authentic self, you will be amazed at what that looks like and how fulfilling that could be in your life. You actually create a life that you're proud of because you put yourself out there. You were courageous to go after your goals and dreams and just live life with no regrets on your terms. That enough should be enough to make you proud. Proud of just living with no regrets. And understand that living with no regrets, it's not something that's a one-day thing. Like, okay, today I'm going to just do everything and I'm just going to put myself out there and be bold and have no regrets. It's a daily progress. It's an ongoing practice. So it requires self-awareness, intention, and the willingness to step outside of your comfort zone. But understand the reward in life is filled with meaning and purpose and deep satisfaction, knowing that you gave your all, knowing that you left everything on the table. It's nothing left. You put it all out there and you are empty because you poured completely into your passions 100%. You gave it your all. You gave it your best. And you brought yourself happiness. That should make you happy. I don't know about you, but it makes me happy knowing that I'm giving my all and that I'm putting my best foot forward. So let this be your guide to just believe in the power to live with no regrets. That's deep within you. Go forward with confidence, knowing that every choice, every experience, and every moment contributes to a life well lived. So here's to a future free from regrets, full of joy, growth, and fulfillment. You got this. Don't doubt yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm going into 2025 with no regrets. I'm diving in with no regrets, and I'm pressing forward to live my most authentic life and just be true to myself and go after everything that I want,
everything that you want, you can get it. Put it all out there on a table and live with no regrets. You'll definitely be proud of yourself and the rewards that you accomplish. Thank you so much, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to create a life you're proud of, a life with minimal regrets. Live authentically, make conscious choices, and embrace the journey. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.